So judging is often a mechanism for self-protection. So judging has its utility. Yes, it has, but I would avoid using the word judging for that. Usually judging means that we place ourselves on a high moral pedestal and we look down on others. So it's more like discriminating or discerning whether this situation is favorable for my bhakti or not favorable for my bhakti. And that is more like in the mood of a person, say somebody is sick, has had some infection, is recovering. And then if I go into a situation where that infection is likely to recur or it's going to worsen, then that is not favorable for me. So I'll not go there. So that sort of discerning is done with a humble attitude. We're not so much passing judgment about the other person as about the suitability of that situation for us. And in that way, we avoid labeling or condemning that person. And of course, if someone is in a position of authority, then a certain level of judging is required. But even that has to be done very sensitively. So if we and also sensitively, respectfully, even confidentially, not in public, correcting others in public, but doing it privately. And if we are not in a position of authority, then if we see something wrong, which we feel is wrong, then it's best to communicate that to a person in authority and leave it at that. And if we strongly feel something is wrong, then we may have to tell it to someone higher in authority. But after we have done our part, letting it eat us up mentally and letting it create negativity in our mind towards others, that is not favorable to our bhakti. So then if we feel this is not the right thing, we just keep a distance from it. And if we have been entrusted the authority or the position to do some correction, we can do that. But otherwise, the negativity that we see, all of us, we have different circles of influence. Somebody with a position may have a lot big circle of influence, someone may have a small circle of influence. But when we focus on what someone else is doing wrong, now our energy gets distracted and dissipated in that. And whatever right example we could have said, whatever positivity we could have radiated, we are not able to do that also. So if we can help in correcting the situation in some way, that's good. But if that's not in our power, then at least we can, rather than being sharers of negativity about that situation, we just focus on, as you said, protecting ourselves and creating positive example ourselves. In that way, we are not judging, but we are discerning that this is actually anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vachana. We are accepting that is favorable for our bhakti and we are rejecting that is unfavorable. Does that answer your question?